You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Somebody in Atlanta was winning.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I didn't even know that the Braves played Saturday night until I got up Sunday. Because we went to bed pretty early, and I guess they started at 10:30.
Yes. Yes. And I was trying to hang in and hang on and all that stuff. But yeah, Saturday went out with the boys and hanging out down here in Midtown, actually.
Got
a cigar shop right down the street down here. So we were hanging out down here, watched the Derby. That craziness with that, and then all of a sudden you get back home, and it's like, oh, what's the damn Braves game?
Yeah.
By the time we got back, it was going in.
We were sitting there, and, you know, it was probably like 6:30, and Jim and Julie were down, my wife's folks, and Jim's like on his app, and he was like, weather's about to get real bad in about 15 minutes.
Right.
I was like, oh, I thought maybe it passed, and then it went crazy. Like,
yes.
It dumped for a couple hours. I was surprised they even played, but obviously with scheduling, and I think the Braves already had one rained out earlier in the year, so you got to try to get it in. I don't know, do you excuse the 10-3 because it was so late at night?
I'm not, but I mean.
It was weird.
It was a weird game.
It was weird to play. And their body clocks are West Coast, so that's 7:30 for them.
So they had the advantage.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're better.
I think I would go with that one more. But I mean, you'd go get Friday night. I mean, they should have won the game.
Yep.
Elder was fine.
Yep. Holmes pitched really well.
Didn't he, like, the first inning, he strikes out, bam, bam, bam.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, it's on. Again, back to the can't generate any enough offense. We just talked about Saturday. They just got bludgeoned. Then last night, Austin Riley, two home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you were able to hang on. I know when, you know, you get a man on third with one out and Raffy's in.
Hey, three straight appearances without giving up a home run.
Raffy's in. You're like, oh, hell.
Three straight appearances without giving
up
a home run.
That base runner wasn't completely his fault.
I know that. But
although it was good contact on the ball, but it goes in and out of Ozzie's glove.
Yeah, Ozzie got to make
not
it.
Not an error either.
It would have been a tough play. It would have been a tough play for Ozzie.
Right.
But, yeah, Raffy. One out, man on third. Come on.
Iggy bobblehead week, by the way.
Is it really?
He had to show out and show up.
Had to. Had to.
Thursday night.
Now, if it goes rough before Thursday, do they shuffle him?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because it's not going to go rough. Because the bobblehead pose is the reaching to the sky.
It is always sad when they do a bobblehead and the guy's either hurt or he's gone already.
Yes.
Like sometimes guys have been traded or whatever, or they're having a terrible year.
Yes.
But look,
Rossi got it done, baby.
The series didn't go great. It went better than the one out there did. And, you know, I'll be honest about it. The one out there went about the way that it should have, given the talent gap.
Yeah.
This series this weekend went about the way that it should have because the talent gap is still there. It's smaller than it was at the beginning of the season because you got guys back and, you know, some of your pitchers are pitching a little bit better, certainly Elder right now. But the Dodgers are still better than the Braves are right now. Like, there's just, you know, there's not any debating that.
How close does Ronnie and Spencer put him to him?
Right. That's the question.
I think because
that's the question.
I mean,
you're going to play him again. Yeah. And you're closer now than you were when you got swept on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You still got beat 2 out of 3, but Friday was anybody's game. And then you won last night. So, you know, it's not like they're worlds away from you, but they're still significantly better.
Yeah.
Without
a lot of their dudes.
Without their full complement of players as well, as far as their pitching staff goes. So, that's what it is. Like, you have to bank on Ronald Acuna coming back, that sort of having a trickle-down effect on everyone in the lineup, Spencer Strider being back, that fortifying your rotation, Sale didn't pitch in the series. That would have been nice to have, like you were talking about last week, would have been nice to have him in one of those games. Although you got really good starting pitching on Friday and on Sunday. And honestly, like Schwellenbach got run early for sure, but like, man, he did, that lineup is just disgusting. Like he didn't pitch that bad,
but
those guys are just
that
good. so good. Like they're just, they turned that lineup over, man. You like, you got Austin Barnes batting ninth last night. You flip it over and you got Otani, Betts, Freeman, Teoscar, and Muncy.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
It's just trying to get out of there without a disaster.
Honestly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I mean, yeah. That was my question. You know, I woke up this morning thinking about this this series was like, how close does Ronnie and Spencer put you? And obviously, the guys continue to play better and Meadows playing a little bit better. How close does that put you to them?
I think it comes down to how what Ronnie are you getting,
right and it's hard.
If it's 2 years ago,
yeah, of course,
then you're right there with him.
But then you remember,
because him and Shohei are the two best players and Judge. Three best players in the world. If it's, you know, if it's 3 years ago coming back from injury,
that's
Ronald
the one
Acuna,
you worry about,
then you know you're probably not as going to be as good as them.
Right. It's going to be a struggle. And that's what you always think about when you're coming off of a serious injury is how long does it take to get comfortable? Not necessarily with the injury itself, but getting that rhythm back, getting all those things back, because you can only get so much in rehab stints as far as the live pitching and you know, in the intensity of a damn baseball game itself. And so that was the biggest thing. And I know any new updates on either one of those guys?
I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything over the weekend. Yeah. And I read Dave O'Brien's big weekend recap last night and listened to some of what Grant had to say yesterday. And I still haven't seen they're still talking about how he's working on
flexibility, strength, his quads. Like that.
Yeah, he's really working on quad strength because obviously, you know, you want to make sure everything's up to snuff strength-wise before you get back out there and start playing. But yeah, I mean, you know, every week that goes by, they doesn't start rehab is another week that goes, well, not rehab, he's doing rehab, but every week that goes by, they doesn't start his rehab
assignment
in AAA is another week that we don't have him with the big club.
Right.
So, and that's another week away from him being peak Ronnie. Because that's what it is. Like, it's okay, the rehab start or the stuff in the minor leagues is going to help him get ready to play in the big leagues. Playing in the big leagues is going to start his track back to being, you know, however close to his full self that he can be. And you're just hoping by September he can be as close to his full self as possible, because that'd be the next, or October would be the next time you'd play these guys.
Right.
And, you know, you just got to hope he's,
yeah,
he's up there.
Said May, Andy. It's the, what is it, May 6th?
Fifth. Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, it is Cinco de Mayo. Duh, Randy. You just went and bought all the damn stuff for tacos tonight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you got to, so we got 25 more days?
26 more
26
days.
26 more days. Okay.
This month. So, 20, like,
26
like
more
like
days
four
in
four weeks.
Okay. That's plenty of time.
But it's like a 3-week ramp up. When
that's all you need.
Okay.
That's all you need. And more.
Could still be May.
More. Yeah, I mean, they said May. They didn't give us a specific time in May. And then nobody really technically said May. I think we read May.
Oh, we read it?
Did anybody actually, like, from over there say May?
I don't know. Maybe
but
not.
It's around May.
Around
sometime
May.
Sometime in May.
Oh, well, okay. Around May is also June. June's around May. It touches it.
See, there we go. See, there we go, trying to extend something that we don't need to extend.
I don't – look, it's not up to us, obviously. It's not up to them either. It's up to – Ronald Acuna's quads at this point, it seems like.
I mean, that's
he borrowed some quads from Spencer.
Because he got plenty of
quads.
Yeah, plenty of quads. But that's always the thing, is that them damn knee injuries, having to go through it, just building up everything around it. And because that's, you don't use it for so long.
Right.
But, yeah, when you look at how the team is, I mean, we talked about, like, Elder.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
He's been fine.
Been fine?
Yep, he has.
His last four starts, yeah, he's been really good.
He's been fine. Been really good. Like that. You know,
I honestly don't know how he does it, because you watch him pitch and it's like that. I mean,
maybe the batters are like that too. I know he ain't finna throw that.
Nah, he's not gonna throw that.
He's not gonna throw that.
Now he was sharp yesterday, man.
Oh, okay.
He had all his stuff working. I'll tell you who I hadn't seen pitch before until Saturday was Roky Sasaki.
Dude, he got
that
gas.
Guy got junk. Yeah, he throws 97. I don't know what that little like knuckle
shooto.
Whatever that was, that what it's called, the shooto?
I don't know. I just remember that off Mr. Baseball.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, you got me.
Well done.
But I don't know. His windup's all funky. Yeah. Like he had guys baffled.
Yes.
Like Sean Murphy struck out looking and started walking back to the dugout before the ball even hit the catcher's mitt.
Like,
he was like, well, that's a strike. Yeah. I got nothing.
Well, damn.
Eli White hit a triple on a swing that he didn't even mean to make because he got fooled so bad, but he dinked it down the right field line. By the way, he's playing great.
Yes, he is.
Eli White's really
got to give him some. Got to really give Eli his props.
Yeah, give him credit.
Give him his credit.
He's batting 304,
but
he did strike out three times yesterday.
There it is.
But they won.
More important than anything, they won, and Raffy didn't blow it. I know that runner wasn't his. Whatever.
Three appearances in a row for him without a home run.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
That's yeah.
Iggy was. That was pretty crisp.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.